My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 17th of September 2009 and the time is 4:15 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Hi, my name's Joanne. I'm 36 and I'm from Shropshire.
And have you travelled into London especially today for your hour on the plinth?
I have, yes.
And arriving at the square and seeing the plinth in action with someone up there, has that been how you imagined it before?
Yeah, I've seen it before because I've been to London when it's been on as well, and so I've watched a bit on the website, but not too much because it frightened me a bit, so I thought, oh no.
How does it feel to be someone here now going up on the plinth?
I'm absolutely petrified. Yeah, I'm really nervous.
And from the things that you've been watching, has that inspired you at all? Have you liked what you've seen?
Some of them I have. Yeah, some of them have been quite funny. And it's made me want to do something that's going to interact with the crowd, because I think it'd be quite nice if I can get them to participate. It would be really good. Yeah.
And what have you got planned for your hour?
Well, the main one that I've got planned is to, if I can get them to participate, is to play charades. If it's going a bit pear-shaped, I've got some balloons which I'm going to put some sweets in and little labels, and I'm just going to chuck them down for people. But because I've got my family and my friends, I'm hoping that they're going to sort of bring the support in. If they start, I think most people will join in. That's the plan. If it goes wrong, then I don't know.
And why have you decided to do those things?
I had a lot of decisions before I decided on this one, and I wanted to do something quite original, and it was very difficult to find something that nobody's done out of obviously 2,400 people. And I hadn't seen charades, and I thought, well, you know, it'd be quite fun. And I really wanted something that I could interact with the crowd with as well. And I thought, generally, people are quite competitive, and, you know, they like to join in and they like to win things. And I thought, yeah, we'll go for something like that.
And also, I know from meeting you that you're wearing a costume.
I am. Well, I'm wearing a penguin costume because my friend lent it to me, and I wanted something that was going to disguise me because I'm a bit of a coward. So I'm going to wear that. It was a choice between that and a fairy costume, actually, and I looked at the weather, I thought, too cold, so I went with the penguin.
And so you'll be spending the full hour in your costume, will you?
I will, yes. That's the plan.
And do you remember when you first heard about the
I heard about it through somebody else, actually. Somebody applied to go on it and said, and when we came to London previously, we came here and I said, oh, this is what I'd do. If I was on there, this is what I'd do. And I never gave it any more thought. And then somebody said that they'd applied and they were going on and there was still time to apply. So I did. And I originally got a thing saying, no, you haven't been chosen. And then about the next day, I think I got one to say, you have been chosen. So I was like, oh no, and panic struck then, and I thought, well, it's too good of an opportunity to miss, I think, so, you know, I'm going to go for it. Seriously regretting it at this precise moment in time, but...
What was it about the project that inspired you to apply and made you want to be a part of it and actually go ahead and accept the hour?
It was seeing the people on there. And I thought what I would do if I was on there, and I just thought, you know, I'm never going to get that opportunity again. And years to come, when my children have children, I'd be able to say, oh, that was me. That was me on there. And I think it'd be quite, you know, it's not something that everybody can do either. And it's, you know, I just thought it'd be good. Yeah.
Are you able to describe what the opportunity means to you to be one of the 2,400 people doing this?
I just think it's never going to happen again. I'm never going to get that opportunity again. And I think it's a once in a lifetime thing. And it was just that, really. I was like, you've got to do it. It's just a once in a lifetime opportunity. And that was it, really. Just go for it. And that's well out of my comfort zone. Seriously, out of my comfort zone. I never do things like this. And it was quite spontaneous. And I sort of iffed and ahed about whether to accept. And I thought, yeah, you've got to. So I did.
Are you pleased that you've chosen to go ahead and do it?
I'll tell you afterwards, shall I? I'm so nervous. I really am, but And I've tried not to read comments and things, because I did read comments on the website and some of them have got some nasty comments. And I was like, oh no, and that really frightened me. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then someone said, just go and enjoy it. You know, it doesn't matter, just go and enjoy it. And I thought, yeah, you're right. Yeah, so.
Have you got any expectations about the hour on film and what it will be like?
No, none. I'm very open-minded. I'm seriously playing it by ear on how it goes, you know, if something doesn't work. I've got different ideas of what I can do while I'm up there, and if it all goes completely wrong, then I'll just stand there and just wave at the crowd and talk to who's down there, talk to my relatives or something. But now I have no idea really what to expect at all.
Any hopes or fears about what to expect, or what would you like to
have? What I would like is that the audience participate with me and join in, and I just hope to enjoy it really. I really want to come down and say, yeah, I'm glad I did it actually, after all that worrying for nothing. It was okay. That's what I'm hoping. I worried about nothing.
What impact do you think you might have, or would you like to have, by going up and doing this?
I just suppose I just like people just to enjoy it, I think, and I quite like someone to say that was really good. Yeah, just enjoy it, get the other people to enjoy it. I don't think, you know, I have no moral standing or anything. I'm not participating in it to promote anything, or unfortunately, you know, I'm not quite, obviously. Nothing really, just enjoy it and hope that they enjoy it too. And yeah, and they'll all have rotten teeth by the time I finish, and fat, and all the chocolates they get. I'm a teaching assistant in a secondary school, so I've had to take the day off today to be here. I work with special needs children, just supporting them in mainstream school. Hobbies and things, I enjoy Keep Fit and I like running, and I'm going to do my first marathon in April. I've done loads of half marathons and lots of 10Ks and stuff, and I thought, right, before all the joints and everything give in and the legs give in and the feet, so I thought, right, I'm going to do my first marathon. I didn't get into London, but Brighton are hosting their first one. So I applied for that and got in. So hopefully start getting training. So I think that's my life on hold for the next 6 months while I train to do that. But that's my big thing, is running at the moment. Yeah.
And what is it that you enjoy about doing that?
It's de-stressing. I feel I achieve something at the end of it. I like that feeling of being absolutely worn out. But I suppose I just like that feeling of being able to do it and to run the distance. I'm not a sprinter. I don't sprint. I can't. No. But I just like to go out for a run and, you know, put my headphones on, get away from everybody and everything, and just go and go for a run down the lanes, because I live in the country, so we just go down lanes and have the cows and, you know, yeah, get away from everyone.
And how long have you been running?
Probably about 8 years now, but I am sort of, injuries are kicking in quite a lot now, hence why I wanted to do the marathon before it all just went all wrong. But yeah, but I do enjoy it. Try and getting my children to join. No, not yet. No.
And what about your work? What do you enjoy about that?
I like working with children. Obviously, they're older children. They're between the ages of 11 and 16. Mainly, I work with the 11-year-olds. Different. They've got different needs. Some are more challenging than others. But I like it. It's rewarding. A sense of achievement there. I mean, it's probably, you say it's rewarding for them as well, but in a way I suppose it's selfish, because it's rewarding for me to see them achieve things. You're like, oh yes, you know, I've done something, I've helped them. And that's the best part, when they understand it, when you've explained it and it clicks and you see it. And especially with children that have got difficulties and really struggle, it's nice. And hopefully you make a difference in their life, I think, and put them on the right road and where they could go one way or another. So I'm hoping that's what happens.
And have you always worked in that field?
I've worked in a primary school before, and I did that because my son was having problems at school. And it was sort of queried whether he had learning difficulties, and I wanted to train really so that I could help him and understand what the problems were. So I trained to do nursery nursing. And then as they grew up, I sort of moved up with them, I suppose. Because I was thought, oh no, I'd never work with older children. Oh my goodness, no, they frighten me to death. But as my children have got older, I found actually, and I feel I get more from older children as well. So I much prefer it. And people do say, oh, how can you work in a secondary school? And I thought, no, you get a lot more from them. And you can have a good banter with them. And it's just a way of handling them, isn't it, really? And, you know, some of them are, but generally, they're nice. Yeah.
So it was your children that kind of led you in this direction, was it?
Yeah, definitely. And because I'm a single parent as well, I had to find a job that worked around school hours. So that was ideal. And I started off doing voluntary. And then I went to college and I trained. And then I did voluntary again. And then I got a job through the voluntary work. And it's just progressed from there. So I've sort of done it probably near on 10 years now. And before that, I sort of just anything and nothing, really. I don't know, but yeah, I just wanted something for myself as well. Being a single parent as well, I wanted to do something for my own self-esteem, so I went back to college and reset all my GCSEs while they were babies, and I thought, well, you know, I needed some self-esteem, some boosting, and that's then I just carried on. I thought, you know, actually this isn't that bad, it's not as bad as when it was at school which, you know, when you're like school, yeah. So I did that. Yeah.
What do your children think of you doing this?
They're quite pleased. Yeah, they're like, oh, well, I think they're more pleased because they've taken the day off school. I think that's probably more to do with it. I've given them the day off, and they're like, oh, are we going back tomorrow? Yes. But my daughter's quite. She's really enthusiastic. She's participating slightly by handing out some sweets if the people guess my charade. So she wanted to be part of it. So, and I think had she been old enough, she would definitely apply to do this. She's a lot more confident than I am. So no doubt she would have applied and gone up there and been absolutely marvellous. But the other two are a bit, you know, yeah, I'll go along with her as mum.
And did you tell your colleagues or people that you're doing it?
No, I told two of my friends that I'm doing it because I've had to take the day off work. I thought, well, better hadn't told too many people. So I told two of them, and they're like, absolutely go for it, you know, definitely. So yes, I haven't told many people at all. I'll perhaps tell them afterwards, I think, once I've done it. I'll tell them then, and then they can go back and have a look if they want to.
You said earlier that this is a little bit out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken part in projects or arts projects or events before?
No, and this is so out of character for me, and I don't know why I've done it really, but I just thought, oh, that'll be good. No, this is well out of my comfort zone. I'm quite, you know, quiet and don't like to be noticed, really. I'm not a bit more of a shrinking violet than a blossoming flower as such, but probably costumes and stuff, that'll hide me.
Were you aware of the fourth plinth or Anthony Gormley before?
I was aware of Anthony Gormley. With the Angel of the North, you know, that hit such a big headlines, didn't it? The fourth plinth, not particularly, no. But once I heard about this, then I did sort of find out that projects are done every so often to fill the fourth plinth and things, and why it's not filled and things like that. So since then, I've learned a lot more than I did know before. Yeah.
And how would you describe your involvement?
It's been quite positive, I think, yeah. It's been fine. People have phoned and said, are you all right? And, you know, you're ready and things. And it's been positive up till now anyway, yeah.
And if you remember your profile on the website, you were asked to put three words that describe you. Do you remember what you put on the
Yeah,
line?
Must be mad. Yeah, they don't really describe me, but they might describe my feeling at the time. I thought, oh my goodness, why am I doing this? I must be mad. And I thought, yeah, that discard, I use them three words. And yes, and I still feel that now.
And to help us understand a little bit more about you as a person, would you mind telling us what the things are important to you in your life at the moment?
My children, obviously, are important, my family. My job's important because obviously I'm the only person that earns a living at the moment. and my running is important, but when I do the marathon, I've decided for the first time actually to get sponsors to do it, and I thought I'd do it for somewhere like Hope House, which is a children's cancer sort of hospice, isn't it? Yeah, so I thought I'd try and get some sponsors to do that. But I don't know, I probably sound quite shallow, but they're the most important things, you know. Obviously, I think any parent would say their children first, and making sure they're happy and things, and yeah.
And who would you say that you're doing this for?
I don't know, nobody in particular. I suppose just me. Yeah, nobody in particular that I'm saying I'm doing, because it's not for a charity or anything. I haven't got sponsors to do it, or I'm not promoting anything, so it's just for me and just, you know, a day in London and have a bit of fun.
Yeah. And when it's all over, what do you hope to have gained from the experience?
Probably a good night's sleep, actually, now. So I'm not so nervous. I just hope that it's been fun. I hope that, you know, I've enjoyed it. I don't hope to gain anything, nothing profound in there or anything. Just that I've enjoyed it. Yeah, and get some sleep again, because I've been so nervous.
Well, thank you. Have a great time.
I'll try.